For a dozen years, Border Senses, a nonprofit literary organization, has been bringing some really special literary projects to our community, and they have a new one. My guests today are Minerva Labiaga, who's the executive director of Border Senses, and Lacey Mayberry, who is the workshop facilitator for Forward. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
I so admire Border Senses and all the programs that you have, and this is an exciting new one. Tell me how it was established.
This is our newest project, and we came up with the idea of these workshops because we had been offering workshops for migrant farm workers, which is mostly an adult population. And then we had one project a while ago for Los Ojos de los Niños, which was for children. So we figured maybe we can do something in the middle.
And
we came up with Forward, which is a project designed for authors ages 13 to 19.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough to get a grant from MCAT, the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department.
Excellent.
And that's how it's starting.
Wonderful. So it's already begun, the first cycle of workshops. How is it structured, and is it too late to get involved in this cycle?
It's not too late. Each workshop is self-contained, so students are able to come whenever they're able to come.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the workshops are held Saturdays, and so each time we focus on something different. One time might be point of view, another character, poetry, nonfiction, and so anytime students able to make it is fine.
So there's not a long-term commitment on the part of the kids. It's a matter of getting there when you can.
That's right.
I really like that. Sometimes that informality allows something to stay alive much longer than too much structure that kind of squeezes people out after a while. Where are the workshops taking place and what times?
The two main ones are on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
One at Glassbox Studios, and that's downtown, 1500 Texas Avenue.
Okay.
And that's 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is at the EPCC Northwest Campus Library. So that's on the west side, and it's room L108.
And that's from what time?
From 10 to 12.
Excellent. Yeah, those are convenient times for Saturdays. And then apparently you have another site at Jefferson High School.
That's right. So if you're a student at Jefferson, it's more
limited,
applicable to
kinda,
them.
So it's kind of focused more on the immediate high school students there. And it's 4 to 6, so an after school.
That's right.
Arrangement. And what days of the week is that?
That's on Mondays. On Mondays from 4 to 6.
Okay. Well, that's still two really accessible locations. And the Glass Box is just such a neat place. Kids need to discover that anyway. Can you describe what your average workshop is like? Let's say I'm a brand new, anyone 13 to 19 strolls in, and what am I going to experience the very first time?
Fun. So what we like to do is concentrate on actual writing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of writing prompts, and it's a really small group too. We have anywhere from 5 to, our maximum is about 15, but anywhere between 5 and 10 students. So it's a really comfortable setting.
All right.
So we'll be, writing during class and then sharing your work. We have a lot of fun prompts and activities, and then we also read from other authors to get ideas and inspiration.
Excellent. And are you the one that's facilitating every single workshop you can't be two places at once.
No, so. You can't. No, I'm doing the EPCC Northwest Campus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Yasmin Ramirez, she's the project director.
Right. Yes.
Is at Glassbox and Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And Jefferson.
That's right.
All right. So you've got two folks right now. And is this part of what the MCAD grant is helping out with? Is actually
Yes, this is it. And we're fortunate for this project also to have some collaborators such as VST Technologies. And they are offering a technology component to the workshops.
Ooh, okay.
So we are going to set up the website in such a way the students from Jefferson and the Glassbox and EPCC can share their work online in
lovely.
A Blackboard kind of template. And they'll be able to vote at the end of all of the cycles, and we're planning to publish a chapbook.
That was my next question. Are you going to put this together and publish? Because that's just wonderful to have a physical form that commemorates everything that went into an experience like this. So these are 2-month increments. So you plan out eight workshops fundamentally of 2 hours apiece. And what kind of skills beyond the getting in comfortable with their own writing, what other skills and experiences do you think you're passing on to the participants in these workshops?
I think a sense of maybe an ability to process their inner selves, their inner lives. I think that's one of the main things that writing gives beyond, you know, the actual skill. It's a way to process what's happening internally for you. And then along with the publication, you know, that's an opportunity to feel, you know, fulfillment and accomplishment that's in a tangible form. And so my biggest hope is that these students will take what they've learned at the Forward workshops and then just basically have more confidence in themselves as writers and as people.
The project is also designed in such a way that those participants who wish to do so can work next to some of our editors for the journal, for example.
Nice.
Or they can take part on the Conference of Contemporary Mexican Literature, and they're invited to participate at the Barwire open mic. So all of the other Border Senses projects, we are hoping that participants are also going to get involved with that so that they get a sense of kind of like the business side of arts. And
very valuable.
Enrich their experience of art beyond just writing, but what happens after.
Every exploration I've ever experienced of art and artists, the key to success over and over and over seems to be having a good, rich peer group, this kind of interaction. So these students walking in the door, get up the nerve, go for the first time, find a friend, go together, but get in the door and then experiencing a workshop environment, which in itself is so simple and so exciting all at the same time, but then all the ancillary things, they've become part of a bigger system that is Border Senses. You mentioned the Migrant Workers Project, and this has allowed this population to have a voice.
Yes. So, yes, we think so. And we have seen in that specific project how the students who have participated in that, they improve their academic performance overall, not just in you know, literature or writing, but in general, we see that they're performing better academically. And so we think that this could be also an opportunity for students to develop some critical thinking skills and all of those other things that come with creating art.
Yes.
And therefore, hopefully help them also in school.
And are you having some success getting the shy individuals to read aloud?
Yes, actually. And I think because the setting is so small, you know, it's sort of, there's nothing else for it.
When everybody's doing it.
That's right. It's a good kind of peer
pressure. There's no excuse. Yes, right. I know the Tumble Words Project has the only rule is that you will read aloud unless reading whatever you've written will cause you to run screaming from the room. And occasionally we even force that issue. So
And Jasmine was just telling us the other day, and it's why she couldn't be here, but she's actually at the workshop right now, so she's not here. But she was sharing with us students overcoming their shyness. It's really a good moment for them.
Oh, yes, and to encourage one another. It's just the synergy in these workshops is very exciting, and I congratulate you on another stellar program for this community. It's just excellent. I'm speaking with Minerva Laviaga, Executive Director of Border Senses, a nonprofit literary organization, and Lacey Mayberry, who is the Chief Workshop Facilitator for the new program Forward, Forward. And classes are going on Saturdays at the EPCC Northwest Campus from 10 to noon, and then at Glassbox Studios at 1500 Texas from 11 to 1. That's every Saturday, plus the Jefferson High School workshops after school on Mondays from 4 to 6. But if you want more information, it's not too late to jump in and get involved. Just call 485-7981 or visit Forward, that's forward.bordersenses.com. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.